afternoon I bring notes with me because I don't know, I feel enough confident because I sharing this this experience first time with anyone. And one of my friends, she actually sent me text, and in this text was a chapter of Exodus to encourage me, to help me. And I knew lots of my friends from church, from assembly, and many of you, I know also he was praying for me. And what she sent in this text was Exodus chapter 4 verse 12. Go and I will be with your mouth, and I will teach you what you shall say. I think all of us looking for happiness in our life, to satisfy our ego. From our satisfaction we become habits, idols of gods. Also, I used to try to satisfy my ego with forms of hobbies, which become my gods. One fixed my hobby, my god, what I went into was religion. In early age, my parents, my grandparents, actually my grand and my mom, because families was broken, was teaching me I need to go to Catholic church, I need to take prayers to Mary, I need to sometimes if that not help, I maybe need to go to pray to my patron Lukas, if not I need to pray to angels, and was lots of my head sometimes could get all around to what I need to do else to satisfy God. And another my God in years later, after I finished education, I went into work. And sometimes I could work for, I got three jobs and I went just into money, to make more money, to just satisfy my ego, to get rich, and be just happy. And sometimes I worked for 36 hours shifts. I was going from one work to another and after to another. Sometimes I was going back to home, and people in bus was laughing from me because I was sitting on a chair and my just head was banging over me because I couldn't stay away. I went Sunday to church, I was standing on stairs, there was organs playing on organs, and a couple of times I catch myself, I need to sit because I was falling asleep in standing. So that was another thing, so what was taking all my time and all my everything from God, what was drowning me just down. And I think so because I was a person who just work, I met lots of friends and I was a very shy person, but I think so God gave me this to open my mind, to get out of this shell, get out of this shyness. And that helped me to, I think so, also God, I didn't mention, putting on our way to draw us near to Him, some people. He using these people to put us on the right track. And one, I think so, one of the first person what He used in my way to Him was my sister. I always could do anything for her. If she said to magic word, and after she explained me what this magic word is, if she said fast, so I could do everything for her. She said fast, and I was doing. And that was, I just changed job, I think so, or that is opportunity for me, because actually I didn't like this job, and I was exciting. I was coming back to Kraków, not Warsaw, Kraków, the country's place where I was born, and I was happy to see my gran, because I was sick, I can look after her, I can start job. After 10 days I found a job, that was first 3 months I was working, my contract was finished, and my boss was looking to sign with me another contract, but couple days ago my sister phoned me, and she asked me, listen, I want to send my husband to Holland. Could you go with him? I said, come on, I have here a fantastic job. I came back finally to Kraków because earlier in my age, my mom was driving us just on west out of Kraków to looking for happiness, to find what she needs, and actually we just found very poverty and nothing else. So I was looking forward to back to this Kraków, and actually I had a very, very good life, because I was going, like, waking up 4:30 to work, my grand make me breakfast, and I was actually coming back sometimes because I was work machine, so I was coming back 11:30 in night, and my grand make me dinner, so it was everything, working, eating and sleeping, that was just. And by accident, I have 2-3 jobs, and I manage 5 girlfriends. So that was accident. So I have to sacrifice 1 job to have time for my girlfriend. So after that, what happened when I back to call, when my sister called me, and she just couple days, just morning, just, you need to go with my husband to Holland, because I need someone to look after him. So I went like nanny, something like that. actually, finally, I agree. Okay, this is my sister, so I will do whatever she wants, because I was like wee puppet in her hands. after this 9 months, I was there just 9 months, and nobody wants to return to this Holland. They say, oh, job is rubbish, don't be more than €5.5, so it's no point to back. So I say, all right, I don't be back also. And I was back to my friend who was in Scotland, Magda. I knew her from Tesco. We was working in Tesco in Poland. And she said, Lukas, you need to come over in Scotland. My life is a little bit misery, I need to have some happiness, you need to come over here. I said, we see, Magda, we see what happened. And after I said to my boss, he asked every worker, you be back there? And actually I was just one person who said, I don't be back there. Everyone decide to stay. So I think so, God use another, this people to get me out of this Holland. So, and I come back to Kraków, I get straight away job, and I put to Magda, you managed to help me to get some job in Scotland. She said, you need to wait to April, it's like hard quick job, and April restaurants open, it's more business, so it's more chance to job. So I just booked ticket for April. And I came over, that was, I think, so 21st April 2007. Also, maybe for every person could be difficult, because coming to different country, you don't speak a language, I couldn't speak at all English. And so I was sleeping first night in kitchen. After Magda just said, listen, I promise you already to my friend Marta, so you're going to her house. So I say, all right, so I was sleeping there, and I was sleeping there in the living room, so I have like we promotion. So so after we were that accident, I think so that was 10 days by accident, because one guy, he got accident in work, and this was Marta's friend, and she said to me, don't tell him I told you, but he has accident. So there is like three vacancies, so you can ask there also. So I was putting my CV because I couldn't make my CV by own because I couldn't speak English. So I asked my girlfriends, my Polish friends who were more educated, so they are. The CV I put there, and after this my future boss, he just meet me and said, did you put the CV on to my restaurant? I said, yes. So come on, you'll be working. I said, oh, fantastic. So after I couldn't speak English, but I tried to interact with Scottish guy to learn something, and one thing what they are learning is gambling. So that I can say gambling, that was my another goal, because I could know everything about football and who played with who, and I was checking in internet who has injury, what is good to bet. Sometimes I manage win, sometimes I manage lose, but actually that was drowning me in bad. And from my Polish friends, what I got, they are taking me down to alcohol. Because first maybe drink when I was 19 years of age, after I finished school, I decided, okay, I am adult enough, I decide I have one beer. So that was my decision, and before guys just try put me, but I always say no. But when I came over here, so I think so I was trying a little bit show off, and because I had just one job, I didn't have much to do, so after the job, just 14 hours, so that was nothing for me. So I was just taking guys, just one bottle of whiskey and sometimes two bottles of whiskey, and just you waking up and you just say, where actually are you going? Because alcohol, gambling, and actually I don't stay with nothing. And after God sent another person, and that was my wife. And what she said to me, she is very, very strong person, again, probably with her. And most of my friends, even Zbyszek, who is that size, 50 years of man, he's big man, he always just, if I was coming to him to dream, just say, don't say to Sheldon, because I don't want to have trouble. So I said, all right. So she was that kind of strong person. I was living with like my German friend, flatmate, and she said one day to me, question, okay, you moving out with me, you have choice, you married Hubert in the future or you married me, so your choice, if you want stay with him, come on, but then we are finished. So I say, okay, I just move with you. So I decided to go with my wife. After we maybe since one year we knew each other, after 1 year we got married. After another year Lucas was born. I leave my learning, because I was going to learning shop. I was after going to any college to learn my English, but my wife said, okay, you don't have time for this school. You have now a wee boy you need to look after. So I said, okay. She said, I'll buy you something, I teach you English. I said, okay, I teach. So that my education in school was finished, but I think so she made pretty good job, and I know enough what I should. Maybe it's better, no, not too much. After that, we was staying in her father's house after we moved, which I live by our own, but I was little bit drinking, she like spending money, and there is we boys, so it's lots of arguments. It's sometimes, we actually you could say like this young marriages is like argue every day. And I was asking my wife many times, what you think about God, you believe in any God. She actually didn't believe. She was blaming God, if exists, why he take away her big brother. her big brother, he actually have some drug addiction and he just killed himself. But that was about 2 years. 2 years, I think so, in this November, when I was walking, I was back into my father-in-law's house, and I really have enough everything, and I was praying. I said, God, I know I went very, very far away from you. I need to you draw our family back to you. And I say I don't mind Catholic Church, Evangelical Church, any church. I need have this Sunday just to you and bringing my family to church, listen gospel message and growing up in Christ. And what happened after 5 minutes, you will not believe, after 5 minutes, because that was 4 or 5 o'clock Thursday, because I remember, because Thursday is always my payday, so I remember. So I was coming back, I was passing the castle to church, and I have a phone from my wife, and she said, hey, why are you not home? I need you home straight away. I said, what happened? I said, my mom was in hospital. She was diagnosed, they had found some cancer in her blood. And she's a little bit worried about herself, about her eternity. And she's worried she died, she go to hell. And in this gospel hall where I take Lucas for thoughts, she was taking every Tuesday him for the thoughts, right from maybe past months or 2 months. She said, there is some Christianity Explorer meeting. That was 2 years in our gospel hall. And because you have some Bible background, you know your Bible very well, you maybe can go and you can't my mom to encourage her to help her. Of course I know Bible, I knew all the story, but what was for me the secret was message of Bible. I never know message of Bible. I always know I need to do works to go to heaven. I didn't know Jesus paid all price. Jesus did everything for me. So that was for me a secret. I didn't know this. I didn't learn this in Catholic Church. So I was start going with my mother-in-law. And after a while, she changed. She recognized she needs Savior. She started going for meetings. She was saved after my wife was saved. And I think so that was very, very difficult for my mom, because she was telling many times how these people what she was drinking, smoking this stuff, was approaching her and going bring her back, and she one day just broke. She go back there where she was before. But my wife, I recognize what I recognize. My wife changed. She was bullied in work because of her beliefs. She worked for governments and people was laughing from her, and because her Bible knowledge wasn't good enough, so she maybe sometimes didn't have any repost if like 20 people asking you questions all the time and just trying to knock you down. So I think so once I also ask her some question, and after she just break down, she break down and she say, okay, I don't go tomorrow to church. I just leave. So I say, oh, what I don't. So I just remind myself this word of scripture when Peter came to Jesus and said, you don't need to go to this cross. And Lord Jesus said, get away from me, Satan. And I say, Satan could use Peter. Satan can also use me against my wife, against my family. I said, I can't afford that. I can't afford that. So I said, week after, I just phoned to my friend Archie from church, and I said, Archie, what I need to do to be safe? She was celebrating, sent some help. Later birthday, in February, she had big birthday in November. But her friend, she took her to Edinburgh for some concert, for some festival, something like that. And while she was away, I just take my wee boy and I went to Archie. He opened for me Bible, he explained scripture, and I just bow on my knees and I recognize Lord as a savior, and I did decide to change my life. But what I want to tell you something, also Lord using people who are like against you to help you. Because my father-in-law, he is not believer, he is very, very far away from God. But he helped me recognize my sins. Because after I was saved, I still think that was good enough to just put some coupon, football coupon, to maybe go and drink some one beer with friends. That'd be all right. But he's asked me in work, what kind of Christian you are if you're going to drink with Zbyszek and you just put in some coupon. And I say, you are right, I just finished right now with this. And after I say I finished right now, they are start attacking. And don't worry, you can read sometimes, you can put coupon, but I say I can't afford to leave my family, my wife, my son straight away from God. I need to be good example for them. I am father. I am not responsible just for myself. I am responsible for them. And I think so. That is more. I wrote like 6 pages. I was thinking, maybe I need to use this. But God was leading. God put everything what I was needing to say in my mouth. So bless the Lord. Amen.